Hello. I'm Baye.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And first off, I want to say condolences to Chadwick Boseman's family and anybody that knew him personally. We're going to be talking about him, his life, the movies he's done, and how he is as an actor. This episode, we're also going to be talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's getting a new season and a new trailer starring Sarah Paulson in the movie called Ratchet. So we're going to be talking about Chadwick Boseman's career, him as a person, everything Chadwick Boseman. So I want to start with you, Peter. Have you ever seen any of his movies? He's done a couple, mostly biopics, I think.
No, I've seen, you know, he has done quite a bit. He's done The Five Bloods, 21 Bridges, mm-hmm. Marshall, Black Panther, Message from the King, he was in Gods of Egypt, Get On Up, Draft mm-hmm. Day 42. So he's, you know, on Olsen Television, he's done quite a bit. You know, he was in L.A., Law and Order, he was in French, in Castle. You know, he's done a lot of work, you know. And he was nominated to quite a few awards, too.
Yeah, like, the way, like, people talked about him, like, as a person, they always said, like, he was, like strong, a strong person, like, a person that wouldn't, like, really show, not show his emotions, but, like, always have a strong face.
He was a great actor. I mean, I enjoyed all his movies, the movies that I've seen from that he was in. I mean, he was great. He's very talented. You know, unfortunately, you know what happened. So, you know, he could have done way, way more, you know.
Yeah,
he would have been, you know, one of the best. You know, he could have been like Morgan Freeman and all the other actors, like Ford, Harrison Ford, and all those things, you know, that they get a lot of, you know, they just, you know, he was just starting. He was just starting to be known, to be, you know. And I honestly wish that we could have had more of him.
Yeah, he was so talented. I felt he showed it in like the movie 42.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were casting for Black Panther, they said 42 is the one that like made them choose him, because that's how they wanted the king. Because in 42, he was portraying Jackie Robinson as like a hard-headed, the bigger man, always like, he had a short temper, but in the movie, but he would always he would try his hardest to just be the bigger man and just walk away from the mm-hmm. racism and everything that was happening during the movie.
I got you. And he was also in Get On Up. No, he played James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be able to play these iconic people, you have to be talented. I mean, this is not, you know, just anybody could play them. And he did a great job.
Yeah.
So his acting was perfect, was great.
And, like, it's so crazy, like, he was able to, like, make himself like a chameleon, because not many actors can just portray a character that's real and, like, not mm-hmm. be like, oh, hey, that's just Will Smith playing this dude from Concussions, or it's Robert Downey Jr. playing somebody. Like,
exactly.
He, like, embodied the character, and you weren't, like, looking at Chadwick Boseman, you were looking at the character he was playing.
The character itself, exactly. You know, even with the Marvel movies, I mean, he gave it so much life to those to that character, to Black Panther.
Yeah.
I mean, he made it his. I mean, he was the perfect Black Panther. I mean, he was, you know, talented and everything. I mean, it's difficult to talk about it because, you know, I wish, you know, he would have continued because they were announcing a Black Panther 2 movie, yeah. And they were thinking of doing more movies than that, you know. So, you know, I feel really sad that, you know, that he's not going to be with us, you know. But he's an excellent, excellent actor, you know. And I see here he was co-producer of some of them, so he was multi-talented, you know. He did more than just act, you know. He was also, he definitely is very smart,
you know. He actually, wanted to, Denzel Washington was his role model. Like, he wanted to be like him.
Mm. Oh, he was great, too.
He's one of the best, he's Denzel. Great, yeah. So, like, he would always tell his story how he didn't have enough money for, like, college.
Mm.
I don't remember how exactly the story goes, but Denzel Washington gave him, like, the money to finish his college. And then later on, like, a couple years, like, he's already in, like, Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets Denzel Washington actually for the first time. Because I don't remember how Denzel gave him the money, but it was not like face to face or anything. But
okay.
So when they met for the first time, but Chadwick Boseman talked to Denzel and told him what happened. Like, you gave me money so I can be in this like career. I wouldn't have done this without you. I wouldn't be nothing without you. And he said, and Denzel said, oh, so now I know why I'm here. I'm here to collect my money. My share.
Yeah, I think he had one of those scholarships.
Yeah.
That he would support, you know, few people.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, that's good because now you see the fruit of that investment.
Yeah.
Because Chadwick was great, so I mean, you know, so it was a great investment, you know.
And speaking of 42, you know, Harrison Ford was actually in 42.
Yes.
He was really good in it. Like, he really, like, I would think, like, Harrison Ford would be, like, this big actor, so you would be like, well, it's just Harrison Ford playing this dude. But when you saw him in 42, it's like you didn't even like notice like it was him.
Yeah, exactly. Almost all the films that he does, he's a master actor. I mean, this he has so many years under his belt.
Yeah.
I mean, once he takes a role, he makes it perfect.
Yeah.
He makes it good. You know, he doesn't, basically, he doesn't attach himself too much to just one movie or anything, but when he is a character, he becomes that character. You know, and he does a great job, you know?
And, like, yeah. But, like, speaking of the movie, like, I would think, like, Harrison Ford would be, like, because in real life, Harrison Ford, he seems like a a-hole. Like,
I never met him. I never seen anything basically negative. Because after he made most of the movies, Indiana Jones, and when he was really out there, you know, like, he made quite a bit of money. He actually disappeared for a little time. You know, he went like to relax for a little time. He was doing a movie here, a movie there, but he wasn't like in the news, he wasn't on interviews, he wasn't, you know, he was mostly chilling, you know, in his house, you know, with family and stuff. So you don't see that much interviews with him that, you know, that you could say anything bad about him. You know, he's very careful.
I'll send you one. It's a recent one, but it's one like after The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I don't care. Yeah, sure.
Whatever. No, because I saw an article about, you know, when they were interviewing him. He said that to him, it wasn't really Star Wars that made him, but it was Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. To him, his baby is Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And that's what he treasures. Star Wars were more like a stepping stone to get to where he wanted to be. So he's not too involved, you know, he's not too sentimentally involved in Star Wars.
He was like, he's literally said like he wanted to die, like.
Yeah, because it's tiring.
Even like later on though, like, or like from the last move, what was the last, the old ones.
The old ones,
the last one.
The Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Like, even from them, like, he wanted to die. Like, he didn't want, like, he wanted to, like, finish that character.
Yeah, because, you know, and if you notice, a lot of the people that played in Star Wars, you know, it's like they became those characters and, you know, they really couldn't find that much work afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even, you know, even Princess Leia, I forgot her name. All of them.
Mark Hamill did found some stuff.
Yeah, but not as big as Harrison Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were not going crazy like that. Like, you know, everybody was after them. You know, but Harrison Ford, I mean, if you see all the Star Wars, you know, the first Star Wars movies, and you see comparing the acting from Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and, you know, basically everybody, you see a huge difference in acting, you know, quality.
Yeah.
Because you see, Harrison Ford, he was so fluid, so natural, you know, he was like so likable. I mean, it was like he was that character. And, you know, you didn't, when you saw those, when you see him acting, you don't think it's, like you said before, you don't see like his, oh, this person is playing this part. You just see the actor.
Yeah.
You just see the character that he's playing, and that's it. And but, yeah.
But back to 42, like, it was, well, I personally, like, I don't like documentaries. I mean, it's a biopic, right? I'm not too much
into it, yeah. Yeah, it's a documentary. It's a...
Like, because, like, there's, like, I'd rather hear the real story, not just, like, a Hollywood version of the story.
Yeah, because they always exaggerate and change certain things
for the story, make the movie. To fit the story, yeah.
They have to. I mean, honestly, they have to. I mean, to make a movie, you know, if you just tell a story, like the story of my life, it's not going to be that interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to make it for the audience too. I'm not saying that it's not true what happens, but things are changed in order to make the movie.
Yeah. You know. But he, like Chadwick, he like embodied this character, like.
Yeah, definitely.
It was great. Like, there wasn't like him and Harrison Ford like playing like.
They had working with
each other, they had like, yeah, it was awesome. It was like awesome to see. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, just our condolences to his family and friends, people who know him.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to segue to the next topic, but. Brooklyn Nine-Nine finally gets another season.
That's good.
What season are they up to?
I think 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me see.
Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine?
Let's see. Nine-Nine. 7 seasons, yeah.
7. So they're up, so they got renewed for season 8 then.
Season 8.
So,
well, they have a great cast. I mean,
yeah,
they're good.
Really good.
Well, very funny.
What's your thoughts on the show itself?
Oh, wow. I mean, I started watching it like back to back, you know, binge watching. And it's so much fun. I mean, sometimes I'm laughing so much that, you know, like, I have to like stop, you know, because it's really funny. And, you know, it's like the whole thing, the whole,
yeah, the writing, yeah, everything is,
yeah, perfect. They did a really, really good job on it. I mean, I'm impressed with it because it's so funny, and you see the chemistry between all the actors and everything is like, it's like it flows together. You know, they did a good job. They did an excellent job on it.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I think it was, it was either, like, season 5 or 6 that they were gonna get canceled. Because at first they were at Fox. And then, I don't remember why they were getting canceled. Maybe to make room, but there was, like, enough people watching. And then there was people, celebrities, like, petitioning, like, to bring the show back. And eventually, one of the people were Liv, that singer from Hamilton. I don't know how to say his name. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think his name is. He and Mark Hamill, they, like, petitioned to bring back the show, and they did, they moved to NBC.
So, gotcha.
Yeah, like you said, it's a great cast, great, awesome chemistry between everybody. Like, they wouldn't find like a better cast.
Exactly. But, I mean, they did a, you know, really good job. Terry Crews. I mean, he's so funny.
Terry,
you know, all
loves
of them.
Yogurt.
Melissa Fumero, you know,
Stephanie B. B.
You know,
something.
Beatrice,
yeah.
You know, okay. they're all excellent characters.
Your favorite character?
Which one is Stephanie?
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, my favorite character, I gotta say, is Terry. I don't know, I like him because he's like, he's so tough and he's so buff that you cannot, is to play as a funny person like that, he is good. I mean, he's like, yeah, you know, he does it good.
Yeah, like he doesn't overdo it or anything.
Exactly, and you know, he's strong, he's super strong, you know, and you know, and he plays the character, you know, he's the sergeant.
When he carries Scully upside down. Release your sweets. Oh man,
this is, yo, that's crazy. You know,
but I know the answer, but what's your least favorite character?
Least favorite? They all, I like all of them, but I would have to say the two older guys.
Oh, Scully and Hitchcock.
It's Scully and Hitchcock. I mean, no, I'm only saying it because you put him in that position to say something. But to me, they're as important as everybody else. But, yeah, you know, if you take them into account, everything into account, they are...
They have some funny moments, though.
Exactly. No, they do. I would hate for them to take them out.
Yeah.
You know, they belong there. But I'm saying because you asked the question out of... You know, then I have to go one by one and, you know, think about it. So those would be the,
man,
you know, the ones.
For those of you who don't know this, the show is based on cops, in Brooklyn, and well, they're all detectives, and like, yeah, it's like The Office, I would say, but more funny.
Exactly.
But I thought you were going to say Jake Peralta was your least favorite.
Jake Peralta? Actually, no. I mean, he's kind of annoying sometimes,
I
very
feel like
cringy.
he I feel like because you don't like Adam Sandler. So
Exactly.
he's like in that dimension type of humor.
Yeah, but the thing is that, the difference between him and Adam Sandler is that he's okay with being, like, admitting that he's wrong and that he, with Adam Sandler, he always have to be like the hero, like the, like the tough guy or something like that, like,
The hot
with,
wife.
exactly, it has to be something like that. So, but Peralta, I like it because he's cool. He's cool. He makes every. The only thing that's but that's the funny thing about the 99, that he makes
Everybody, like,
everything
yeah, he
crazy.
compliments each everybody. They compliments each other.
Exactly, he's the crazy person of the thing of the show that when you think he. Any normal person would do something, he does the opposite
Yeah.
of what a normal person would do. And he takes chances like crazy.
I think my favorite character is Raymond Holt.
Which one is
Captain.
the captain? Oh, he's great. He's the best captain ever,
I'm never gonna forget the first episode. Oh, I didn't realize you didn't know I was gay. I wasn't trying to hide it. Manscaping.
No, but he was. But that's the thing about 99. Okay, he's gay, and we showed with his husband and everything. But it's not something that is, like in your face kind of thing. Like trying to make a statement or something. It's just normal part of life, the way it should be. It's just that's the way it is, and that's the way it is. They're not trying to make a statement out of it. But he is awesome. I like because when he gets serious, and then all of a sudden he's kind of funny at the same time when when he wants to. That is so weird and so funny. Like when they're trying to when this guy was trying to teach him how to cook. He's like, all I need is nutrition. All I need is my vitamins. Like in other words, he doesn't care what he eats as long as he just eats nutritious stuff, to support himself, and that's it. He doesn't need to taste good or anything. He's like a machine or something, like a robot. Well, he's excellent. He's excellent. I love that character. I was actually afraid. I was actually mad when in one of the episodes, he gets replaced. They take him, as the captain of the 99, and I'm like, no, impossible, no, don't do this. He's perfect for that. But later on, things happen, and he becomes, comes back to 99. Yo, because this group is so good together that you cannot, I'm happy that they got renewed.
Who's your favorite guest star? Like side characters.
Side characters.
We got
Oh,
the
I forgot his
Vulture.
name. No. The Vulture is the guy from Allstate, right? Or from
What's his name?
I forgot his
Mayhem?
name.
Is it Mayhem?
Mayhem Man. Mayhem. Yeah,
He did
but
this before Mayhem.
exactly, yo. It's so funny. But I forgot the name of this guy. The guy who the Cadillac. No,
Dark-skinned
the.
dude
Yeah, what the one
with
that
the
steals the
afro,
cars? Yeah,
Doug Judy.
the ah, exactly, Doug Judy. Yeah, he's good.
Rosa. And when he sings to Rosa.
Rosa, Rosa. Yeah, in the cruise when he was in the cruise and he was always
Oh,
escaping.
yeah.
Yo, that was so funny. That's why, and that's a good, it's a good character because he keeps coming back.
Yeah. I like Pimento.
Pimento.
Rosa's boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
Will you marry me? What?
Man, yo, that's crazy.
We gotta do some, show some clips. Pete Davidson, Adam Sandler. They were guest stars.
Yeah,
Eva Longoria. Just the cast in general is so, like, awesome.
Yeah, they're all good.
I think it's my third time watching this over, and I can't get enough.
Oh, his name is Craig Robinson.
Yeah.
Doug Judy, he's great. Yeah.
Have you seen New Girl?
New Girl, no, I haven't seen
that. Or did you see the crossover?
No, not yet.
Do you know the...
I seen commercials for New Girl, but not... I'm not too familiar with New Girl.
But are you sure you haven't seen the crossover yet?
No, not yet, no.
Okay. Man, you gotta see it. That's why they made a crossover, because it's awesome. With Zoe
Deschanel?
Yeah. You gotta watch it, man. The cast is perfect. Like, wow.
But what is it, a sitcom or? Yes,
no, it's a sitcom. It's not like people laughing.
What is it? Is it a comedy or?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It's called a sitcom.
But sitcom is, isn't that like the ones with people laughing?
No, no. 99 is a sitcom.
Oh yeah.
I'm not. That doesn't mean that people
they,
sit
there's a word
and
for that,
watch
though.
The show.
There's a word for that though.
No, because like you and I, we sit down and we watch a comedy show, sitcom.
Exactly.
That's what it means. We're watching a comedy.
But I thought there was a word for that.
A comedy.
Like a comedy with an audience in it.
Oh, those are, you know, sitcoms with live studio audience.
That's,
you know,
a long
film
word.
With live studio audience. But
I'm gonna make a word for that.
They stopped doing that, you know, the live studio audience.
They still do that. Well, they last
Very
one they
little.
Did was Big Bang Theory, I think, right?
No, I don't think it was a live studio audience.
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because they're not really doing that much anymore about studio audiences.
Yeah, because, like, I would not laugh when they tell me to laugh.
Yeah,
don't you dare tell
sign.
Me to laugh.
They have the big signs. Laugh. Applause. The sentimental.
It's so, because it's so weird, those type of shows, because, like, what if you laugh early? What if you laugh later? What if you, like, you have a different sense of humor, so you laugh at other things?
Exactly.
Or when something sad is happening, but, like, you're laughing because something funny's about to happen, like, you're laughing early.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I can find something funny and you cannot. You maybe you don't really like. Why are you laughing?
They'll kick us out.
Yeah.
Sir. Man,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe because the audience like respects the craft. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. That's cool.
We gotta do our favorite comedy series.
Yeah, we should. There's so many of them, though.
But you have to watch New Girl. You have to.
We'll check it out. In like, is it as good as 99 or?
Yes. I'm telling you, yes. Ask Chris.
All right, I'll check it out.
I'd say it's funnier. My opinion. In my opinion, I'd say it's funnier. Because it's a smaller cast. So it's not like joke after joke after joke after joke. Like that.
Okay.
It's more story based.
Okay, like Friends and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know, like. Okay, I gotcha. You know, it's like a. Like they grow together and, you know, things happen.
You know, originally. They were gonna cast. I doubt you know her because she's like a early 2000s teenage star.
What's the
like
name?
She was like with Hilary Duff and stuff like that.
Hannah Simone?
No. No, she was white. Where have I seen her?
She's in that show?
She's in that show in that
Nassim Pedrad?
Man, I have to go back.
Megan Fox?
No. She's young. She was young.
Rebecca? Reed?
Maybe. I have to ask Susan, my sister, because she knows.
Oh, there's a lot of people here.
Amanda's... I think Amanda's popping up in my head.
Chelsea, Driama. We have Chloe, June, Linda, Angela.
Okay, I'm going to pause this. I'm going to find out. Yeah, it's Amanda... of course. Amanda Bynes. She was in What a Girl Wants. And she was actually supposed to be New Girl, like the main character. Like instead of Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
But it could have gone a whole different direction. Because Amanda Bynes, she later, a couple years later, like would have to go to rehab and everything.
Like, gotcha.
Her life, even right now, her life's a mess, honestly.
So it was a good choice. And,
The casting was great.
And like you said, the show, New Girl is so good and it's funny and everything. And how many seasons do they have now?
Six. They finished six.
Six seasons?
Yeah.
Are they going to renew or no?
No, they finished a couple years back.
Okay, so to last six seasons, I mean, they did a good job.
Yeah, they even have pops. Funko pops.
That's what I'm saying. They must have done a good job, so...
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's cool.
It's like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, they had their own... Every character had their own, like, personality. And it was great. They flowed great. So, for sure. I have to watch. I'll even give you my Netflix. You better watch
Damon Wayans was in.
Yeah, he was there.
As the coach.
He was actually initially supposed to be there as a main character, because one of the shows that he was in, got canceled. And so he was gonna go on this show, but then later he found out it was getting renewed, so then he left New Girl for that show, but then it got canceled. But it was too late. They replaced him, but not. They didn't replace the character. Just like he went away, basically the character.
I got you.
And he would always like guest appear, which is awesome. He's awesome. He's great.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's how actors, you know, go on vacations and stuff. I mean, they make it seem like something happened to them, or they went somewhere, or something happened. You know. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my Netflix as soon as this is done. You have to watch at least the first episode today.
We'll see about that.
We're gonna finish. Okay. So
I'll check it out.
Okay, let's move on to our last topic. So Ratchet is gonna be on Netflix September 18th. So I'm gonna give you my Netflix info. So it's gonna be starring Sarah Paulson. Produced, directed by Ryan Murphy, and don't tell me starts with a B, right? Starts with a B. They're always together. Ryan Murphy, Brad Falick.
Okay, see, as producers or as
I'm not sure actually, but I think they're producers. Yeah, I just don't want to hire them. Executive producers. The creator. Well, Ryan Murphy is the... Oh, it's just Ryan Murphy. No, he's not bringing his homie.
Gotcha. But if you love American Horror Story, this is
perfect.
This series for you.
Yeah.
It is down those lines, and if you like... Sarah Paulson's acting, you're gonna love.
Yo, she's awesome.
This one, everybody has to see the preview,
the trailer.
The trailer, I mean, is amazing. I mean, it makes you wanna just watch it tomorrow. I mean, or tonight,
like as soon as you can. Out. Yeah. Because actually, I want to like know your thoughts on American Horror Story first.
I've seen all of them except I think the last two.
That's Apocalypse, right?
Yeah, Apocalypse
I hated the newest one. What was it called? It was something like they were in a camp or something. And there's like a killer on the loose.
You know, they're all good. But some better than others.
For sure.
You know, but, you know, I like American Horror Story. I mean, it's so interesting that they use a lot of the same actors for all of them. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
When you see the same actor portraying something on somebody else, you know, because I in Freak Show, Sarah Paulson was the twin, you know, the Siamese twin.
Yeah.
You know, so she had to play literally two characters.
Yeah.
You know,
she was
in
great.
The same body, you know, so she's a great actress.
She's great in every single one, every single season.
So true.
But I was picturing. American something about O.J. Simpson.
Which one was that?
Short documentary about American crime story? American.
Could be.
It was American crime story. Let me get to it. The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it because I lived through it.
I think that's also on... I didn't see it because I lived through it.
It's true. I mean, I'm so tired of it that once I heard that there was a documentary about it... Dude, I saw the actual...
it's so good.
Courtroom cases. I actually heard everything that... I saw him on TV when he was in the Bronco. So trust me, I'm tired of it.
I've heard of it because I was too little to understand. Like I've heard of it, but I never like knew what was going on. So, but it was a great. I recommend it. I think you like it.
I mean, if somebody that doesn't know, I mean somebody that was too young to live through that.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good because the way everything happened, and that was the most attractive thing in the courtroom, you know, because you actually saw they had cameras in the court.
Yeah, it was like the first time they did it or something.
Exactly, that to make it so public. I mean, so broadcast, and you could even see that the lawyers and everything were doing their hairs and everything, like you know, they were dressing up for real, you know, because they show pictures of the district attorney. Mm-hmm. When she was handling other cases, and on this case, she was dressing up, her style, you know, and everybody was so fancy because exactly they're on TV, you know. But the thing is that it lasted so long and it was so much, you know, that it was as
well. This is only 10 episodes.
It was the case of the century, you could say. I mean. The shocking of the century at the end, you know, with the at the end when they gave the verdict.
But it's only 10 episodes. You gotta watch it.
Nah, it's okay. I watched maybe like 100 episodes already.
David Schwimmer is in it. The guy that plays Ross. Cuban, B. Gooding Jr. or something like that. He's playing O.J. Sarah Paulson was the lawyer that's going against you.
What's the name of it?
American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
The People versus,
yeah. Yeah, it was. She did pretty good. I think she got an award for that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. She's really good. Really talented.
Who played the lawyer? This guy.
Who's the lawyer? OJ's?
OJ's lawyer.
David Schwimmer was Robert Kardashian.
Okay.
Robert Shapiro was John Travolta. Awesome.
I see here the... Johnny Cochran was Courtney B. Vance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. A great cast. Awesome cast.
Yeah, he actually looks like him.
Christopher...
In real life.
Christopher Darden. Sterling K. Brown.
But Sarah Paulson, what was... what was her role? As the prosecutor?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the woman that you said that she was.
Yeah, the prosecutor. Yeah.
Fix her hair.
They messed up so bad, that prosecution. And the police, they messed up so bad.
Yeah, because they liked him. They liked Mr. OJ.
Yeah, no, they messed up, you know, because there was a lot of racism in the police department and everything. And it was a lot of. Everything was documented.
They actually, man, you gotta see the show. Like later, like during one of the episodes, they're like, they tell OJ, like, yo, we gotta pull the race card. Like, basically, is what they're saying. Like, make this like a black versus cops type of thing.
No, but basically, they didn't have to because to be honest, it's not about it was black and white. It's about fame.
But that's what they were thinking about, the lawyers of OJ.
Oh, they were thinking
OJ.
About that, but this is about money. This is about power. This is about fame.
Yeah.
You know, OJ Simpson was a star, was in movies, was a football player, you know, and all this, and he had money. So, you know, if he was broke, he'll be in jail right now. If he would be, you know, a regular person from the street that did this,
you saw
they would have been in jail.
That like one, I don't remember what it was, but he was like, if I was to do it, this is how I would have done it. And there was like an SNL skit of that.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, they do great skits.
If I was to kill her, this is how I would have done it.
Yo, that's crazy.
And then the R. Kelly one.
I'll take a look at it.
I'll fight for my whole career. The R. Kelly one.
Yeah. Yo, that's one of the funniest, you know, SNL that I've seen. The R. Kelly one. Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna watch it right after. But back to Sarah Paulson. Like she's like a great actress.
Yeah,
but
everybody has to see this this upcoming show.
Yeah, it's like one of those seasons of American Horror Story where they're in like an asylum, and mm-hmm.
It's called Asylum.
Yeah,
that's the actual name.
Yeah,
of
forget
the Asylum.
I think that's my favorite one. One of my favorite ones.
It was pretty good.
I liked Freak Show.
With the clown, with
the witch ones,
no more. Yeah, the witch ones was good, you know, Covenant.
Yeah, and yo, like it's so crazy that later you find out that all those seasons they're all in the same world.
Yes,
so exactly. Crazy. Because you see, that little like freaky girl from Asylum, mm-hmm. with like, she's short. And she had like a boyfriend or brother or boyfriend, yeah. That they looked alike. Uh-huh. But then he died or something.
I don't remember too much.
She was also in Freak Show.
It in the one in 2016. I don't remember the name of that one, that's the one that did a lot of crossover. You know, that shows a lot of Apocalypse. They were actually like little toys and stuff like that.
There was
like the
inside the show itself. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Like the little, there was a clown I think on the side with the thing. You know, like the
creepy clown.
The creepy clown that has no mouth, you know, for some reason. You know, that clown was crazy.
You know, and then they go back to the first season characters. That's so awesome.
Exactly.
But for sure, we're gonna watch Ratchet, for sure. And we're gonna, well, we have a whole bunch of stuff we have to watch and we have to review.
No, and they bring, I mean, this series, they bring also guest stars. You know, during the.
Is it a series?
I think, yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
Definitely, it's a series. You know, Netflix is not gonna just make a movie on this. They're gonna milk it.
They're gonna milk. They bring some American Horror Story people.
Yeah, but not that many.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
No, but there are not that many, regardless. From the
there's the John Briones. Do you have it on your laptop?
Yeah, yeah, John Briones.
I liked him. Oh, Corey Stoll's in it.
Corey Stoll's, yeah.
The guy from Ant-Man. Yeah, I can't wait to watch.
Vincent D'Onofrio. I think I've seen him before.
Who?
Sophie Okendo. I think I've seen them before.
Was she one of the witches?
Yeah, I think I know she was in the.
Ace one Ventura. Of the witches.
She was.
She was in Ace Ventura.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Hellboy. Christopher Robin. She's got a wide range. She's got a wide range. After Earth. Yeah, I don't think she was in American Horror Story.
I think Charles Caver. You know. Wasn't he the guy with the lobster hands, you know, in
No, Fitch that show? Was it starts with an E. Evan Peters.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay. Ah, that's good.
My brain.
You remember the names.
Like, if I don't remember, I remember at least the letter, the first letter. And I just gotta go through my catalog.
gotcha, until you find it. No, man. But this series is based on the One Fly Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So for those people who were from that time,
when was that?
This was in the 19, if I'm not mistaken,
30s,
1980s. That was the movie itself, either the 80s or late 70s.
So it was the movie. A book, right?
The book is from 1962. Then they made the movie out of that, you know, with Jack Nicholson.
Oh yeah.
So he is good. It was a good movie, you know. He played a crazy guy. Well, he just have to be himself, and that's it.
I'm cocaine.
So he was crazy. So, but one Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was a really nice movie. You know, yeah. It won a lot of, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of awards and stuff like that.
Yeah. But for sure, we're going to review this and let you guys know what we think of it. But before we finish, give me your top three American Horror Story seasons.
I would say Covenant, Freak Show. And the first one, Hotel. The one when they're in the hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, nah. Those three.
I think I skipped that one. I think that's the only one I skipped, and the newest one.
The hotel one?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. I didn't get interested in that one. I wasn't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That there's some good and some regular, but I'm saying you know.
My
it was yeah
Mine, I think it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one called?
I was trying to look for the name of that one.
I have, like, there's no, like, type of reference I can look for. Nothing.
I guess that's...
Netflix, right?
I think it's just American Horror Story. That's it. I think it's the first one.
The first one is...
There was one...
Murder House.
Murder. There was one that I watched that was pretty good. The Ryanoki.
Ryanoki. Oh, that's the one about... they're doing like a film about exactly. somebody's life.
You saw it?
No, I think I skipped that one too,
it
actually.
It has a crazy twist towards the end.
I didn't like the beginning. It was weird.
No, if you stick with it... Yo, the end... Towards the end, there's a twist that you do not expect.
Asylum was awesome.
Asylum was good, yes.
Coven, I think I like too. Because I like Emma Roberts. You know Emma Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant now. That sucks.
Freak Show was good, but it was giving me nightmares.
Yeah, so scary. Like, freaky. Just freaky.
Even the intro, the...
Yeah.
With the circus thing.
I think the intros skeletons. Of all of them, I think, freaked me out.
Yeah. And that's not the music. Dun, dun, dun,
I think, yeah, dun. I skipped Hotel, Ranoke. Wait, is that?
Ranoke was really good. I like that one.
I watched Cult about Donald Trump and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the 2016 one.
Yeah.
That's where there's a lot of references to the old, to the other...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that has a lot of references. I didn't really get into that one.
It was good.
Oh, I'm gonna start. This is a lot of stuff we have to watch.
Apocalypse was good, though. It was good. You watched it, right?
I started watching it, but I'm not... You know, I didn't get into it.
But it's in the same world, and it gets good.
I was also watching other things, so... That's the thing, so much that we have to watch. So,
yeah.
You know, I like scary stuff, so... I'm gonna check it out. I need to put that under my belt.
But you have to watch New Girl. That's the first thing.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay.
We'll give it a little test.
Okay.
You said it's better than 99, so let's see.
I'm telling you it is.
Okay, let's see. And the audience will check to see if you're telling the truth.
We are all telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I guess we'll end it here. Thank you guys for listening, watching The Kingpin of Pop Culture. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you support us. Even listening to us helps a lot. Like, just press play and just go to the bathroom or something. That's it. That helps a lot. So, thank you guys for listening. And, catch you guys later. Goodbye, guys.
Thank you, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.